Hey y'all, SW Podcast Wednesday. What's happening?
What's going on? Another
What's
Wednesday,
happening in
huh?
In the world of podcasts, in the world of black people, in the world of black power, what is going on with the culture? What's up, Queen?
Chilling, Queen. Wednesday, the first Wednesday in October.
The
first Wednesday.
It's already the fifth.
Shout out to all y'all birthday people.
October is gonna, in my family, October is a huge month of birthdays. I can go ahead and just lay that out down the line. It's gonna be a lot of birthdays this month for my family. Starting next week starting tomorrow, actually, because my daddy's birthday starts tomorrow. The Libra season is already in full effect because it started in September. So,
yeah,
you know, we in the month of October now. And so we got plenty of birthdays. We got the fourth quarter of the year that started. We got
the last quarter,
y'all. We got everything leading up into everything else that's going to be popping for the rest of the year. You got HBCU's homecoming coming up.
Yeah.
It's still football season. It's just a lot of wonderful things going on. And a lot that's going to be happening. Businesses is booming. Work is booming. Ain't nobody got a time in the world to be wasting time.
Welcome to October. Appreciate it.
We got a great show for y'all today. I want to go ahead and say we had a special guest. Ms. Sharika Collins was supposed to join us today. A family emergency came up literally just 15, 20 minutes ago. So we're going to welcome her back another week because she's going to bring some good education to us. She's going to bring a good viewpoint to the conversation. And she's an HBCU alum, FAMU to be exact. And yes, baby. And she was one on our relationship panel, one of our relationship panelists on a show we did maybe like 2 years ago. I think it was in 2020.
Around this time, 2020.
Great show, great panel.
That was like a two-part show
for, and it went for some time. It was a really good show. We got it from the married woman perspective, the married man perspective, the single black man, the single black woman. It was just a really good conversation. So when, you know, you definitely don't want to miss when she does come back or whatever. We're going to bring her back and get her involved in the show. So that's that. And, we got some commenters. Let's see. There go E. Spraying that Libra pride.
Okay. What's happening, E?
He say Libra season is in full effect, and he's not lying.
Yeah, it's a lot of y'all. It's a lot. My mama a Libra. It's so a lot Libras. Of y'all. Oof, Jesus.
So many of y'all. So yes, it's in full effect. Welcome to the show, E. So we're gonna jump into the quote of the day, which is gonna bring up that quote. The quote right here. All right. Rule following, legal precedents, and political consistency are not more important than right, justice, and plain common sense. W-E-B-D, the boy. So I don't know if anybody feel like that quote needs to be broken down to them, but basically it's just saying that it don't matter all the mumbo jumbo that you do in the Supreme Court, what you're arguing about in court, plain common sense, plain justice, and plain freedom of rights is what people deserve. And we looking over that by going in and doing all this arguing in court about what we think people should have, but in return to whatever is going on, every human should have these particular things. It just boils down to common sense. you should not be criminalizing people for who they are versus what they did. Mm-hmm. So it's an important, I think it's straight to the point, but I also think it's he had a prolific stance on that because of the simple fact that we, at this particular time when that quote came out, we were definitely still enslaved. And legally enslaved. And I saw something in a cultural book, which was, I thought was epic, but it stated that the hurricanes only come to the South because of the slavery. You don't really hear hurricanes going to any other area.
I done heard that before.
And it would make sense because it affects all of the areas that bordered slavery, all the coast, slavery in the South.
And all of its coastline.
Good afternoon, Jay.
Hey, Jay. Here?
I want to, let me look at that really quick because I printed that out. The states that, what is this, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Yeah, they
Carolina too, but
the only reason Carolina. Why they put Carolina is because South Carolina was a southern slave state, but North Carolina wasn't.
North Carolina wasn't.
Right. But it's still a part of the same effect.
All of it below the Mason-Dixon line, as they say.
Every last one on below the Mason-Dixon line. And the Mason-Dixon line has a very thorough example of where slavery was rooted. Mm-hmm. And so if that means that only 5 to 6 states were subjected to Southern slavery, that the civil war that happened in this country was North against the South to preclude slavery, saying that people mm-hmm. could be free. But we know that didn't mean exactly that. It was a lot that went along with that. So we're going to jump. Well, we're going to, with how he was explaining everything was definitely prolific, though, because it states simply that we forget about the more important areas, which are rights, justice, and plain common sense, to treat people with respect. Mm-hmm. And we look over that because we want to justify ourselves with, oh, but they're Black. Oh, but they're dumb, or but they are slave, or but this. So mm-hmm. because of where they are and what their status is, they should be treated a certain type of way. That's pretty much what America has always stated. You look a certain type of way, so you will be treated a certain type of way.
It's still the same today, just to in this a different
day.
Way.
But
still the same
to thing. This day. It hasn't changed much. The only thing that has changed is that you they gotta pay you to work. But that's even in jobs,
you ain't even getting paid fair with that.
Mm-mm. You're not gonna get fair wages. Period. Mm-mm. Nowhere around. You gotta compete with another race in every aspect. So, the first thing we're gonna talk about today is the Jameis Winston Brett Favre situation, and the reason why it's even a situation. Not to even say that it's really like a situation. The reason why it's even a conversation is because the different crimes,
mm-hmm.
different races, and different outcomes.
Different age.
And not even age. Age don't even vary on it much because both of them did the same. They both played sports. One of them was in college. One of them is retired at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, Mr. Antoine. I think what the difference is, what we're going to talk about is this, though. The reason why that was even brought up is because Jameis Winston, when he was in college, he was arrested for stealing crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody, and not even stealing. Let's change the whole narrative.
They gave it to him.
One of the white women worked in Publix gave him some crabs.
Yeah.
And he was arrested or suspended. Well, I forget exactly what happened to him, but I believe he was arrested, if I'm not mistaken. And
I think he was.
Yeah, I believe he was. So the particular meme that I saw, I said the fact that Jameis Winston stealing $32.72 worth of crab legs while in college got 100 times more media coverage than Brett Favre embezzling $5 million from a welfare fund should tell you all you need to know. $5
million.
$5 million. What's going on, Kels? So,
hey, Kels.
The issue here is that we know what the narrative is. We know where we are. We know what we're going through. We know what the situation boils down to. This is the reason why this is even a topic of conversation today. What we're conversing about today is that Black people got way more tears for white people than they do for their own people.
That's true.
And the reason why that's being said is because when that happened with Jameis Winston, that was a topic of Black people. You had Black people sharing that all the time. Exactly, $5 million in federal funds at that. And then in cahoots with the state of Georgia to get it. Well, I'm sorry, not state of Georgia. The governor and the mayors, they all had something to do with this whole situation. They particularly, when I was reading up on the story.
That's crazy.
They were particularly setting aside a lump sum of money for them to act like they were doing it for a park. But ended up doing it at the school, the college he went to bring a program to the college he went to. They were supposed to be using that money in a low-income area. First of all, the state of Mississippi is the poorest state.
That's the poorest country.
The poorest state. You stole $5 million federal dollars from the people in the state of Mississippi. You weren't arrested. You weren't picked up from your home. Ain't no Black people riding you. They're like, oh, it's Brett Favre. Fuck Brett Favre. It's the situation that we talking about. Y'all, we so quick to defend what other people do. But we'll tear down ourselves. It's a crippling issue it's a crippling situation in our culture, regardless, because we so caught up in the save me effect where we feel like.
And like me.
But in a lot of situations, that money would have helped so many people in what they needed. And if, first of all, y'all had that much money to even put into a program and not help your people.
You got that much money yourself anyway.
Brett Favre, you got way more money than that. Why you ain't use your own money?
Own money to build
this establishment at that college, then do it as a write-off. But you want to steal money so that you can turn around and then do it as a write-off.
Yep.
So you never wanted to use your own dollars anyway, which also states that you never really wanted to help.
You're just doing it to get the write-off.
And you didn't use your own money. You stole from the people of Mississippi, Queen.
It's crazy. I ain't even really hear. I read about it a little bit, but after I got to a certain point in the I just like, you know what? It is what it is.
Because it's the same old thing.
Because it's the same old thing, same old, same old. They was talking about it on news. I was like, nobody don't even want to hear that. Because it's the same old, same old. Crime is crime. Wrong is wrong. Right is right. No matter what it is, who you is. But they don't look at it like that.
And I was listening to it. What made me even think about it even more for this show was that the reason why I called it the topic is because I was listening to it on the Steve Harvey show. And of course, Steve Harvey was like, but it's Brett Favre, man. And that's the type of stuff I'm saying. We'll give a pass to people. we give too many passes. He kept saying we need to get rid of, he kept saying his point was we need to make sure that the governor and the people who put that money up suffer. Yes, but don't stop leaving out Brett Favre. Them people, the other night, was like, are you forgetting who the main person that did this is? Mm-hmm.
All of them need to go and be in trouble. Yeah, all of them is cahoots. And that probably ain't even all of them. It's probably a little bit more.
Because they had to go through chambers and get approved through boards to even get the money. So y'all had the government in Mississippi, the state government had to approve that funding when y'all went through legislative to say, this is what this funding going to do. It has to be approved. So everybody that has something,
and you had your you had your write up, your plan, your proposal, and everything, so you could get it.
I'm gonna look that up. He said he think that Mississippi got the biggest black population. That very well may be true, but I'm gonna check and see. Let's see. State with the highest black population. Texas has the highest black population in the United States right now. About 14% of Texas total population. So Texas is first, New York is second, and Georgia is third. Mississippi ain't even in the top. And that was
now they are known as the poorest state in the probably as of blacks, that's probably the poorest state because of as the minority being there.
It's Texas right now. But it's Texas, Georgia, Florida. At 2022. 2022-wise, because we're talking about mass. When you talk about, mass-wise, you're talking about that. So it's Texas, New York, then Georgia. Yeah.
I can see that, though.
Texas, Florida, New York, then Georgia. So we second with black?
Wow.
I just had to go through the whole thing. I just had to click on the chart because I was looking at it from a scale point of view. But now looking at the actual chart, It says Texas, Florida, New York, then Georgia. Texas is the highest. They have a 14%, but they have the biggest mass. Then New York is 18% with the second biggest mass. I'm sorry. Florida is 18% with the second biggest mass. New York is 19% with the second biggest mass. And Georgia is 34%. So, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Moments with Mila. Hey, Miss Moments with Mila.
Hello.
So she said mass wise, I suppose. So wow. It is shocking. We thought I literally would have thought Mississippi.
I thought it would have been Georgia. Because a lot of people moving to Georgia.
A lot of people moving to Georgia. Georgia's huge on black people now.
Yeah.
So
I can believe Texas though, because there's a lot of black people moving to
Houston,
Texas,
especially in Houston
and in the Dallas area is starting. So I can see Texas. I can see Texas being there.
But with that being said, we're talking about one of the poorest state, that's Mississippi. That's the poorest state in the country, point blank, period. Yeah. Now, if we're looking at numbers and we're talking about what $5 million can do for a community, that would have done a lot. And nothing was done to this man yet. They're saying that they got to go through the breakdown of how they're going to handle him. No, he was never arrested. He was not even arrested, I think it's going to be civil. It would be civil anyway. But because they're not filing it as a criminal charge. And that's a problem to me. Why is that not criminal? The access that you did, it's just so much. And so, and my issue with that is that black people, they want to sit around and we want to sit around. We have a discrepancy against our own selves so much until that we defending Brett Favre. I put this up on my freaking IG and somebody came on there and commented, and I was so pissed off, I skipped the comment. I had to wait a few days to then respond.
Please, like, not a few days.
Yes, girl, I had to calm myself down because I'll snap on you. Because one thing about it, we're not finna sit on my post and argue about what I just said.
What you said.
About simply, you mean to tell me that you about to come on here and say, we talking about Brett Favre, though. Mike Vick did this, and Jameis Winston, if you don't get off my post.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You are the weakest link in this whole conversation by even coming on here to just, like, we have to stop doing that. We have to stop thinking that you can be defensive about the truth. Truth is, point blank and period. The narrative has never changed. We have never seen anything change differently with this situation in this society. So we got to stop thinking that it's going to change, but we need to stop being defensive about other races and stop stepping up for other people when nobody ain't stepping up for you. If you ain't got nothing to say that's going to help them change the situation, just shut up.
Queen, they ain't going to do that, though.
Dear white people, here are five uncomfortable truths that black people have, black people that work with you need you to know, so that you can start understanding that we don't got the tears for you. We don't have no tears for nobody that's sitting right here doing things to us. We don't have, and cruelty wise, like, as I think about things, as I learn, the more you learn, the more you understand, the more I feel like I wish I could just be ignorant all over again, just so I can feel like life is okay. But I could never ever go back to that. I can never go back to being asleep. Nothing like that'll help me. Nothing like that'll help people. Nothing like that'll help my children. Nothing. So I do my best to keep my eyes open to what's going on in this world so that I can find areas on how we can make things better for us while we have to survive in this century, in this time frame. Truth number one, racism doesn't just show up is in this most extreme form. There's a need of continuum of racist thoughts and behaviors, and you may be in it. That's the first truth we want y'all to understand. While we come to work every single day, don't try to be buddy-buddy with us because you feel like we need y'all's friendship. We stood alone, we fight alone, we do everything alone. Now, if you feel like that you being a part of my life is gonna make my life better, that's the wrong way to handle me.
Oh no.
But that's, you gotta realize those are tactics that have been placed in employment areas. Go befriend her, go find out things about her, because that's how we're gonna find out what's going on with the black populace on this job.
That's you what know, me and my sister was just talking about that, about the a retreat her and my brother-in-law went on with my brother-in-law job, and how they was, my brother-in-law don't drink no more. And was like, oh, Carlos is drinking. And my sister, he was like, no, I'm fine. I was telling my sister, I said, yeah, because they would have been trying to get all his business. He get up there, get drunk like them. You'll never hear the end. You won't hear they stuff, they mess, but you'll hear everything he did. So he sat there and recorded everybody. Why they got drunk, he recorded them. The boss and everybody. I was like, so they crazy. They try to feed you and draw you in and want you to tell them everything.
They don't mind about telling their stuff. What's gonna happen to them?
They gonna what's share gonna all day them? Long.
They gonna tell it's such, the cruelty of things has like permissed so much in this country until the point where like y'all feel okay with just filming everything and putting it out there and sharing it, but ain't nothing being done. I'm gonna tell you something. If something is happening to me and I see a bunch of us pull out the camera instead of doing something to help me, I promise you my family coming after everybody. I'm not on that. Cause don't pull out a camera. What is that about? To show the graphicness of what's going on. That I honestly don't understand that. Why are we pulling out video cameras instead of going up to make sure that that sister is okay, to make sure that that brother is okay? Why are we not standing there to their defense, but we want to video it?
I think some people just scared.
Oh, so if you're so scared, you got a camera? I think
some people just scared.
You're not scared enough to stand
there. I think they'd rather watch it and record it, thinking that that's gonna help and let it and post it and stuff. But I really do believe some people are just scared. So they feel like by them recording it, it's kind of helping the situation. But it ain't really helping if you post.
People pull out cameras people pull out cameras for everything. So I really don't look at it as a fear thing. I see y'all pull out cameras to record fights. Y'all pull out cameras to record people when they pants sag and then they shit on their drawers. Y'all pull out cameras when people falling. Y'all pull out cameras when this is happening, for everything. So I don't see it as a fear. I see it as being exactly what they like to do. They like to televise everything. They don't want to change anything. They just want to televise it. And televising it has not saved our lives at all. So not one time has a camera videotaping a cop, a person doing something to a black person, justify nobody in getting a criminal charge or nothing. Only thing, what they made a big mass hysteria about George Floyd made sure that happened for that particular reason. But that's the first time somebody was murdered on camera.
That ain't the first time. And it ain't gonna be the last. And it definitely won't be the last.
We gotta do better. We gotta do better. That whole, I feel like recording it is going to help the situation. That's not a theory that has worked for us ever. So you might as well just walk away. If you ain't gonna do nothing about it, you might as well just walk away. I'm not understanding the whole camera theory. I'm not getting that. I'm not getting why we feel like that's going to help save somebody. The person dead by the time everything over with. They still dead. And all you did was sit there and learn, see that the whoever did it killed the person, and that's how it ended out. And now they life over. Because we decided all we want to do is watch. Okay. The main objective was fighting. Before we get to that, the next topic, fighting for things that aren't even of us. We still doing that.
And it ain't even our fight. A lot of stuff ain't even our fight. Stop immersing yourself into situations that don't even belong, don't have nothing to do with you.
Yeah, because if we doing a north side, south side battle, when you don't own even a piece of property on the north side,
you don't own nothing
on the south side, what you fight for? Because somebody walked on your street?
You don't own it.
And I recently saw, okay, we know that the young man PNB Rock was murdered. Because he was in LA and he didn't let the people in LA, he didn't let the Crips or whatever, the people know that he was coming.
That's crazy.
Are you telling me? So you telling me when white people visit, when white rappers and white artists come to LA, they got to check in?
I think that is so crazy. And that's in every city.
It only for black people.
That's what I'm saying. But
only
in every
for black
city.
People. Black people make black people check in.
Why? I've seen that on a couple of shows that I be watching, and I seen it. I was like, you telling me I need to come check in? I was like, how you feel, Queen? Like, what for?
What, like, you own over here? Why would I need to come check into a city? A city?
Just to go in the black section.
It ain't no black section except the product. There's no black sections. The only time.
They think they section, so you got to check in to come in they section, they territory, even though we know it ain't their territory. But that's what they feel like, that they say territory.
That's what I'm saying. That's a problem.
It's crazy.
We killing our own people because they're not checking in. But you white people walk up and down y'all streets all day, every day.
They scared of them.
That's a problem.
It is. but it is in every, I know for a fact, in every major city.
I know.
Every major city.
And that, and nobody sees a problem. Nobody. And that's just
crazy.
It shows a lot of ignorance, because it's not just, it's something that can change about it, because it's going from generation to generation. So at some point, nobody says, you know, hey, we just going to kill each other because we visited. We got to stop this. Nobody's saying that. Nobody growing up and getting the mindset to say, that don't make no sense.
That don't make no sense. But that's what they used to, though. They've been around it all their life.
So due to the fact that we know that who you around is normally who you beef with and who you have issues with, let other people come in your neighborhood then. Let other people come walk the streets and see if you're going to create some beef with them. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we literally have created issues to where only we want to kill each other. Like, we going to kill each other no matter what. No matter what, outside of what they're doing to us, what society has already labeled for us, what is already put in place, your response is... Because I hear people, I see a lot of stuff where on social media where they always got all the blueprints of how women should take, black women need to do what men, black women need to do this, black women need to do that. But people who run the gangs are black men.
Yeah.
That's been forever that black men are running the gangs. So we got the lack of raising them in the homes by the black mother and black fathers. Then they go out on the street and they being raised on the street by, because they're looking for love. Remember, they're looking for love because they're not getting.
Some got mothers and fathers in the house.
Yeah, the gangs got mothers and fathers in it.
Yeah, some got both.
But all of them black still. And we talking about LA, where a lot of Mexicans reside, Italian, like a lot of people reside there. So y'all mean to tell me the only people y'all got a problem with driving through y'all neighborhood is people that
your
live
own
like y'all?
Your own people.
That's scary.
It's sad. It's real sad.
We haven't bought up the blocks to say that, you know, when you buying back the neighborhood, it's okay to say, yeah, we don't want you over here because we created this. We bought this. But it's still to keep out the violence, not to say we don't want you
not
here
to bring the violence
because you black, but not, you know, you're supposed to be trying to keep the violence out the neighborhood, not allowing it in. But you can't stop anything when you don't own nothing. And 90% of the stuff that people think they own in America, they don't own anyway.
They don't own it anyway.
But
I heard a man say that's why he don't want no house or anything. He's like, why should I buy a house when I never own the property anyway? No. I always be paying property taxes, so I don't
own
nothing.
They can come and eminent domain you off that property in 5 seconds. It's an issue here. We black Americans have a clear vision for reducing racism, but we have little hope that it will happen. And I think that's where a lot of the populace is when it comes to understanding what's going on in the society. I think that a lot of people have really come to the conclusion that, yes, there is a way to change things. Yes, there is a reason to change things, but are things going to change? And so far, the answer has been no. Because it's so easy to make a black person happy. Like, there's a huge debate about Ariel being black right now. Who gives a damn?
Oh, for real?
Who cares?
It's a
y'all
character.
Stop playing the small, tiny things. That's a Disney character. Y'all, we so excited about a Disney character because what we trying to say that's going to change what our black children see. No, you're the change that your black kid needs to see.
Because your black kids see you every day.
Every single day. So you are every the person day. That's supposed to be the example for them. Not a character. But they can keep spoon feeding us because those are the tiny things that make us feel like things are changing in America. Oh, they're accepting us. Who needs acceptance? they're allowing us to do this. Who needs to be allowed? Create your own. And therefore, once you always show that you can create it and do it better anyway, because regardless, because guess what? All the Disney characters have always been white and all of that along all these years. But behind all the scenes, the voices and the all that other stuff has always been black people. The singers, the people doing everything to make things happen have always been black. If that's the role you continue to choose to take, you're going to always take a back seat. So step out of that shadow and create your own light by doing it yourself. It's enough money in the industry to have black producers that's doing everything themselves, where they don't even got to work up under any of these major production companies.
It's easy now to get your stuff out here.
Much easier.
It's way easier. You can put up a YouTube
video.
Look, whole movie.
They watching everything on YouTube now anyway.
Yeah. But that's all I watch. That's all I watch. I don't watch nothing else but YouTube. That's all I watch. All the podcast shows, all of that. That's what I watch on YouTube.
So it says, more than a year after the murder of George Floyd and the national protest debates and political promises that ensued, 65% of Black Americans say the increased national attention on racial inequality has not led to changes that improve their lives. And 44% say equality for Black people in the United States is not likely to be achieved, according to newly released findings from an October 21st survey, 2021 survey of Black Americans by Pew Research Center. So I'm going to make sure I give them the shout out for this, since I forget that sometimes. This is somewhat a reversal in views from September 2020, when half of Black adults said the increased national focus on issues of race would lead to major policy changes to address racial inequality in the country, and 56% expected changes that would make their lives better. They thought after George Floyd that things were going to get better because of the promises that were made. The promises, because you got to make these promises to get these people to come out and vote for these white people again.
Yeah.
So they got to tell them things like that. They got to make them feel like we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And I don't know why people be so caught up in the political agenda anyway. At the same time, many Black Americans are concerned about racial discrimination and its impact. Roughly 8 in 10 say they have personally experienced discrimination. Everybody experiences that's Black, because of their race or ethnicity. And 79% and most also said discrimination is the main reason many Black people cannot get ahead. Even so, Black Americans have a clear vision of how to achieve change when it comes to racial inequality. This includes support for significant reforms to or complete overhauls of several U.S. institutions to ensure fair treatment, particularly the criminal justice system, political engagement, primarily in the form of voting, support for Black businesses to advance Black communities, and reparations in the forms of educational, business, and home ownership assistance. All good things that should be happening. Yet alongside their assessments of inequality and ideas about progress exists pessimism about whether U.S. society and its institutions will change in ways that would reduce racism. And that's where we are. We know where the change can be implemented. We have solutions. We have a blueprint, a roadmap to saving the Black people in this country. However, when you're built on a racist system and a racist society where change is not supposed to be implemented, there it can't happen.
It ain't gonna happen.
You can't, we're not forming enough alliance with each other to get into the political fields and change the laws. We're not even willing to build up someone to make sure that they get through the realms to start helping change the laws. We're not willing to buy our laws. You see how the Asian people came over here and gave all that money and started doing all that to get the Asian hate bill? You see how the LGBTQ XYZ community came together and made sure that the population, because they put people in the places to vote for them, to go in there with those rights, to go in there with those restrictions. We want this, we want this. We got a list of what we want. Here's our money, here's our demands. You put the right people in the places is ways to change the politics. Now, when you're moving out of the political realms and you're saying that now you got to change from the political side to making sure that progression is happening on the other side of things, it starts there, though. If it doesn't start with the laws and the rules that are written in this country, it's not going to change.
At all.
You can't, because we ain't worried about changing the mindset of people.
You can't.
People gonna hate what they gonna hate.
And like what they gonna like.
But we do have to start with those laws, rules, and regulations. If the laws and rules and regulations still state that Black people have, 45% human? I know we got a low percentage rate of being a human in this state. In this country,
we got
yeah, real numbers that define how human we are.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
I was trying to remember exactly what the percentage was under the law that stated. Hold on, I'm about to tell you in 1 second. Because I made sure I had that on my
on my notes,
girl. Because I was paying attention. I was like, you know what? It was John P. Key, the key man. John P. Key, the man that said that the reason why that they said certain rules were written because something about the North and the South War was supposed to be for the British people. Found out he was just out here creating lies. And just so that they can have a war, for one. But then it turned out that the biggest, because he was saying that the terrorism and all of that happened to the Brit. The reason why they created a certain law was because terrorism was happening to the white British people. And it really was happening to the Black people, meaning that when that happened with Tulsa in Oklahoma, when they burnt down Tulsa, that was really the act of domestic terrorism that they want to keep on skipping over, but as if that never existed.
Never happened.
Compared to 9/11 and other things where other people, we had domestic terrorism going on in our country by people in this country.
By the same people in the country.
So we got to stop letting people think that that's why they want to take all this out of history. Because they know that you don't want these young people to know where they come from. Because it's very much so true. Because when this documentary or this movie came out about your boy, what's the serial killer?
Is it not Jeffrey Dahmer?
Dahmer. When the new thing came, we knew about Jeffrey Dahmer as kids because the year that I think it happened. With a year or two after I was born or something, when it went down. But we knew about Jeffrey Dahmer for the longest because we heard about all the other serial killers as we were growing up. But our kids didn't know anything about Jeffrey Dahmer. So you come out with this movie, a serial killer movie, where this man is killing nothing but Black people.
Yep.
And who making the most memes and jokes off of it?
Black people.
TikToks, all that. It's embarrassing.
I'm a Jeffrey Dahmer. You going what? That's stupid.
And not even just stupid. These are people that those people lost their lives.
Gone. Never see them again.
Everything is
an family member still dealing with that.
Yeah, a lot of them may never get to be able to find a lot of their family members' body parts because he ate them. Stupid. And it's not a joke. That's what I said. We get satisfied off of our own pain. We get satisfied for seeing, we get satisfied for seeing us suffer. But we cry when white people suffer. There are many, many solutions. There are many, many things that we can do to change things in this country. And everybody with the power knows what those things are. But do you think that they want things to change? No. It's supposed, why would they want to make black people have the same growth and stability in this country as every other race?
They're scared.
So scared. They're scared. They're
scared. They're scared. And I done heard them say, y'all gonna do the same thing that we did to y'all. No, nobody ain't.
That's the stupidest shit.
Thinking like, that's stupid.
I'm gonna do that to you if you do it to me personally. It ain't got nothing to do with trying to be vengeful. Do you, you
for what? For what?
It ain't about vengefulness. Just like you
said, I don't want to put my foot on your neck. Like your foot didn't been on my ancestor's neck.
They afraid. They think they know that. And that's why so much division always created. This is why there, every time you see things trying to go where there's a point of consolidation between the black communities, anytime you start to see things of that nature, you see where they ship something else in to create a catastrophe. Mm-hmm. So that those things don't happen the way it should be happening. Yep. Anytime that you see any proper
anything
growth,
good.
Anything good.
Just like that just thing like, I sent you that day.
Asking
them white women, I was just about to say nothing. I watched it. Nothing.
But not one. But guess what though, Queen? I wouldn't want to trade places with them either.
Mm-mm. I love who I am.
But the sickening part of it is that I'm so loving of who I am that I only want to date who look like me. Mm-hmm. They sick enough to say, I have sex with a black man. I have children mm-hmm. from a black man. But no, I wouldn't take that black man place.
I won't take his place. His mama place. His sister. That means you won't take your child place. Who's a black child.
But y'all procreate with them though. And knowing that if they have the opportunity to throw you and your child under the bus, y'all going under it.
Yep. That.
But that's what, but and they constantly pushing the mixed relationships out there too, because they
die. That's all you see on the commercial. And that's all you
they die now. They losing. They need to keep the white race going. But baby, once you get black race combinated with that, it's not, they're no longer white. Mm-mm. They don't even got a box checked on the application that say mix. It don't say interracial.
Mm-mm. When you
mix with black people, that's who they look at you as, a black person.
No matter if it's your mama or your daddy.
But they're going to create something soon to make it biracial so you can see. Because let me tell you something. I watched a documentary years ago where a young man went into the prison system. He wanted to do a census on the prison. See, because, you know, they always say white people are the highest rate in prison.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did was found out that they were counting only black people as black people. Every other race was being counted as white. Mexicans, Italians, Asians,
Hawaiians, all of them.
That's why the white population looks higher in the prison systems, because they don't have a black box and a white box.
Wow.
Anything to make superiority look better. And we know so that's why you got the mixed races. That's why you got the constant killings. That's why you got the homosexualities. That's why you got all these different things that are going to change where we stand as a Black people. You got men wanting to be women. Women want to be men.
Women want to be men.
It's a catastrophe in this, in our culture. So we're not doing anything to change how we're treated. We're just doing things that make us feel better as a human.
Wow.
So how does where your hope feel? Where your hope at, Queen? What's your hope for our culture? What's the hope? What solution do you have?
It starts with the mind, but you can't change people's minds. That's something they got to do on their own. But that's where it got to start. It got to start with you.
That's true.
People just ain't there. And people ain't, to be honest, they don't never get there. There's always going to be us group of individuals that's there, that's get it, paying attention to what's going on. And there's always going to be, you might as well say, really the majority that ain't paying attention to what's going on and just going to go with the flow of everything that's going on. And it always been like that. And it ain't gonna never change. Should we be together? Yes, we should be together as a community. I always say, and people be like looking at you crazy, but I was like, segregation should have never happened. That's just my opinion. That's how I feel. Because we was thriving.
It definitely should have never happened. But anytime you can have somebody come into any organization and infiltrate that organization to learn information about the people, every time that we had something going that we thought that was going to save the next person that was coming up behind us, it was torn and taken away because we greedy. We want to look like the ones that's saving the people. It's a group. This is a group effort. It's not a standalone leader. Everybody working to get to that solution. It doesn't matter whose name is on the picture or whose face is out there. It matters about all the work that's being communicated to make sure that we're taking care of each other in this particular situation. When WIC was created by our Black Panther Party to make sure that those communities that they lived in, when those fathers was taken out of those homes, they didn't have to go run to the government. They had the community. When we take care of ourselves and when we build something and we love something, we take care of it. We don't have that no more.
Mm-mm. No, it ain't no unity. It ain't none of that.
And then they come in and infiltrate the WIC program and take it, and now it's a program for everybody.
For the government.
And it was created to take care of mothers and children because fathers were being taken out of those homes.
A lot of people don't even know that. That the Black Panther Party was the one that started that. A lot of people don't know that. Don't even know that.
Well, and there's a lot of people that don't want to know it. People just want to know what they know. They don't. And that's being a half of the time you know people that's doing things, they just know it alls anyway. They don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. And especially we talk about our youth. We got youth that are being raised by idiots. We got people our age that are going back in time, forgetting that they full-fledged adults.
Oh, yeah.
And out here doing things that their kids should be doing. Out here hanging in places their kids hang out. So it's hard for us to be...
That's crazy.
It's hard for us to pinpoint where we can find solutions or build the solutions when the people who we need to be leaning on for that support think they 20 again.
Still hanging out at the same spots.
Life is bigger than that. And I know that I want to see that rainbow. I want to wake up one day and actually look and be like, you know what? We really free. But I know that the hope of that is just that. However, that don't that will never change the works that have to be done, mm-hmm. because daily things must be done. You got to talk to people to get them to have understanding. You got to give people information because ain't nobody seeking it. And then when you give it to them, they still questioning your information, even though they got a phone right there in their hand that they playing that game on that they can Google and find that same information that you just told them. But they'll really argue you down. So until we start understanding that everybody ain't against you, some of this is just literally just to give you the information. You literally, you have to listen. You just got to listen and want to learn. Because if our children and our youth knew what we knew, what we know at 40, what we didn't know at 18.
At 18.
Like they are now. It'll be a whole, it'll be different. It, you now, like I started talking to my children while they were young about things that was going, that's going on in this country. As soon as I knew when they can start understanding things, I was being real with my kids.
Real with them. You got to be. Yeah, you got to be.
But
you can't sugarcoat it now.
But you got to start when they're young. You can't think that you're going to come to a child at 14 and start trying to let them know about what was right and what's wrong and what if they, if especially when they done got so used to this society's standards.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start they learning at school birth.
And from their other friends and other people teach saying stuff. Well, mom, my friend told me this. Well, your friend don't know that. Well, that's what they mama said. Well, that's what they mama or daddy said. I'm telling you what I say. You gonna listen to what I say. But a lot of people, some people wait a while to talk to their kids, but you got to start talking. That's like I say, you got to be at an early age so they can know. And then you don't have to continue to have that conversation with them because they already know. Now we then move on to the next conversation that we need to have.
It's going to be a constant communication about what's happening with us. It's going to be a constant. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so constant to the point where your kids going to start coming to you.
Because
it's different stages of it. So knowing that your kid is going to places like HBCUs that they can learn more about history, those places they ain't gonna stop teaching Black history. Those places you're gonna always know history when you go to colleges like that that actually are looking to inform you. You ain't gonna get that out no high school. But another thing is that you can't think that it's somebody else's responsibility to be giving it to your kid anyway. It falls on you.
Yeah.
It falls on you.
That's what I told Zoe them that they was talking about. You know how FAMU DRS have their whole coordination thing. And Zoe was saying the year she was in school and on the court, how the university Royal Court, how they was treating them, and like why they doing the same thing we doing, why the high school doing a parade. But I, and like I had to explain how I said, you got to realize those kids don't know the tradition that FAMU DRS is over 60 some years of doing the same thing that the Queens did up on campus. They just coming into this, they don't know about the full history of the whole school as a whole, from that elementary school, middle, and high school to the university. They just know about the university. So they don't get the history of what FAMU DRS actually is and what it actually means to the people in the community. Because it's a lot of older people that went to FAMU High.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Tallahassee. So I was, you know, it's all about you. It's all about learning. You got to know. You got to know, like, you got to start early, but you got to teach your kids about stuff because everything, things changing, but it's some things still remain the same.
And it's not, no and matter. It's really not, and really, and things really aren't changing. It's just given to you in a different form. That's how America works. It's a recycling system. They don't do anything differently. They just present it differently.
They spruce it up.
Slavery is made to look like it's gone, but you got it in prison, you got it in jobs, you got it in different entrapment.
It's still here. So it's just a different,
It's just presented differently. All they had to do was change what they called it.
That's it. Change the name.
Yeah. Once you change the name, the presentation changes. So
we're gonna change the name, and we're gonna have them to think that that we giving them, we giving them a little bit more, but we still, we still in control.
That's right. So with that being said, y'all, we hope that the conversation shed some light in different areas for you all today. Our guest that was supposed to show up today, she'll be joining us on another show. She had a family emergency literally 20 minutes before the show started. So we'll bring her back because she's definitely, she wanted to be a part of the Black culture conversations, and we'll bring her back for one of those. So make sure you guys stay educated. Make sure you guys stay informed. We just because there aren't ways to unionize us beyond what we already know, that doesn't mean that you can't not be a force to be reckoned with out here by trying to save the youth, talking to people who are ignorant on certain points, and yep, making things more understandable for people who have lack of understanding. At this point, it's a lot of lazy people in this world. They're not doing the research. They're not finding out things for themselves. They want everything pointed out to them. If you know people like that, leave them where they stand. Don't mess with them. Leave them right there where they stand. Don't bring them into your life. Don't bring that type of energy around. It's not
for them. They don't want to hear.
If you don't want to hear it, cause I'm telling you, they don't. I'm telling you right now.
They don't want
to
hear.
If they don't go take the time to educate themselves, it's not happening.
I want to hear it.
It's not happening. It's on you to make sure that you're familiar with what's going on in this society, mm-hmm, what's happening in your culture. It's your job to make sure that you take care of you. If that don't happen, then you're going to be a sheep just like the rest of the people in this society. And not only that, just to make it more clear, there are millions of us Black people that have the knowledge and the power that are willing to make that change, but we are circumvented by the people who are on the negative pulpits that stand up shaking their ass, twerking on stage, making that a part of the biggest part of society, doing all the dumbest shit. Like, when you doing stuff like that, of course you're going to get more notoriety. If you haven't learned that the society boosts up our negativity more than they show our positive
more
side,
anything.
So don't get caught up in that. Change the narrative.
You can watch that on your, you can watch that just by on your own social media platform that you have. You can see the difference.
Change the narrative, y'all. And with that being said, y'all have a good evening. We thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you, Jay, for loving the topic, sweetheart. And thank you for joining the show today. We will see y'all next Wednesday. We'll have another great show for you all. But next week, I do believe we have a guest too again next week. So y'all make sure y'all come back, tune in with us. Another great topic and another great show next week. But until then, until we meet again, y'all take care of you. Love you. Love the people who love you. And of course, we like you and we love you too. Y'all have a good one. Peace.